Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is an encouragement to discard differences. As you know, today marks the birth anniversary of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the narration which has been transmitted from some of the books of the Ahlul Sunnah. And in a week's time, we will commemorate the birthday of the Prophet according to the stronger hadith which has been transmitted from the hadith books of the Shia. And in between these two dates, as you know, is a very significant week. We call this the Week of Unity. And it is the week in which we Muslims come together and put aside our differences, our petty differences, and we try to work together and unite together, come up with solutions to the problems that we are all plagued with. And the reason why they chose this week as the Week of Unity is because it falls between these two important dates, the birthdays of the Prophet. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is a figure that all of us, all Muslims, can agree upon and unite upon, and you know, we can all you know, come together you know, and around his persona. You know, the unity of Muslims is a very important topic, and it's been alluded to in the Holy Quran. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: hold fast altogether to Allah's cord, and do not be divided into sects. And remember Allah's blessing upon you when you were enemies, then He brought your hearts together, so you became brothers with His blessing. Which alludes to, you know, the significance and blessing of being united. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet, he reiterates this same theme. He says the following: no sooner does a community differ between themselves after their own prophet than the people of falsehood from amongst them become victorious over the people of truth. Right? So in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there are certain people within the community of believers, and they're waiting for the opportunity to strike them. The, you know, obviously these are the hypocrites who come in the guise of believers, but they're not really believers. And they're waiting for this time when the Prophet, and he passes away, these people, they strike, because after the death of this Prophet, you know, usually the case is that after the death of a leader of a, you know, of a movement, the followers, they, you know, they disunite, they're, you know, divergences come about, and you know these people take advantage of this opportunity. So it's necessary for us, especially since we are in the time of the absence of the Prophet, and also in the, you know, the absence of the Imam, we're in the era of the ghibat or the occultation. It's necessary for us to unite and to stay united and harmonious with one another. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at importance of unity and encouragement to discard differences in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.